You are listening to the Untitled Show on the Untitled Show.net. We're back. I'm here with Donnie.
Yeah.
In the WMGR studios. A little Godsmack speak.
Yeah.
Speak.
Speak.
Speak to me, baby.
Please.
Speak we need to speak to that girl next door.
We have time at the end of the show. We'll see if she wants to come on for a couple of minutes.
Yeah, man.
We'll see if she wants to come on. But if you want to participate in this show, send me an email at bobatheuntitledshow.net and we'll find a way to get you on the show. How about that?
Woo!
Come sit with us, idiots.
Yeah. And speaking of the first break, talking about how we change things up, we already have 5 internet streaming radio stations that want this.
Cool, man.
Cause
we're in good shape.
They're going to have this before anyone else can get their hands on it. So that will bring more people listening to them. And if we could play our sponsors and our promos, then that will bring more attention to us also. So it's better all around instead of me trying to run my own personal internet
running
stream.
Running your tail off, yeah.
Yeah. Save me some work. That's why I've been so damn
lazy
tired lately.
Joker.
I'm lazy. I can't help it. And we've been good boys. We haven't cussed once.
We're good, man.
We're good, even though I have...
We went to church.
Well, you might have, but I think I'm just going to let this song play on the background. How about that?
That's a good little song, man.
Yeah, I like... I don't think there's any cussing in this song. I hope not. I hope not. Oh, well. But what are you looking at?
Oh, I was seeing what that was. Okay. I had to read it, man.
But, yeah, we're actually going to try to get some sponsors and run some commercial spots. And
yeah, man. Sounds good to me.
Word to your mother.
Word up, man.
We're trying to get this to the point where we can put it on all venues like AM, FM radio, and internet radio.
Yeah.
We're already on internet radio, so we got to start. We're already
start with AM.
We're at the bottom, so now we got to work our way up to the middle at AM. Then we got to get to the top at FM. Well, no, the new top is XM.
There you go.
But I don't think that's going to happen anytime
soon.
No, not anytime soon. But
don't get your hopes up.
No, that's one problem with Jeff was. He took this way too seriously.
It's just something fun, man.
This is exactly what I wanted it from the start. Just me and somebody else just sitting here just shooting the breeze about crap.
Amen.
Instead of trying to piece together skits and all this crap.
You ain't got time for that, man.
It's... And also, it's useless. No one wants to hear that anymore.
You're right.
These Zoo morning shows. That's a good joke.
This chair is uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable. I was about to make a gay joke, but
yeah, we'll pass.
I contained myself.
We're doing good today.
And there's only been one car crash, and I don't even know what that was for.
Something for your dad, yeah.
Yeah.
Who got his teeth pulled?
Yeah, he got his teeth pulled yesterday, so he can't really speak right now. But
hey, Dad, what'd you say?
But speaking of Jeff, he has dug himself in a deep hole, man.
Yeah, I want to see this. I want a good explanation on what in the living mess he's doing here. Let me get one of these pictures. I want the one I can actually see. I want to see what he's doing here.
He broke up with Amber in a text message.
That was lame.
Very lame of him and very cowardly of him.
Coward. Cow.
And the reason why we're making a joke of we have 2 pictures off of his MySpace where he's wearing a cow suit and a bandana. Squeezing the little teats that the cow has. Is that what you call them?
Yeah. Nipples, whatever.
He's sitting there squeezing them.
You gotta see this. We gotta put this on.
He's got his leg. It's myspace.com Dracula 200021. That's the MySpace. And he's sitting there. One picture of his leg propped up. And there's another picture of him just standing there holding them like they're guns, saying, "Wanted, $9 million reward."
Oh, man.
Should be unwanted.
Yeah, for real. This is kind of
gay.
Disturbing.
It's gay. Look at the note I made. Very gay.
Yeah, it's disturbing, though. Why was he doing this?
And whoever did the Photoshop job on that did a very piss-poor
job.
Yeah,
I thought he was in camouflage. I thought it was in full camo.
No, look at the edges where they're trying to make it look like an old photo.
Looks like somebody painted it.
It does. But he's been emailing a lot of threats to people, and it kind of caught up to him.
Yeah, and then why did he do this?
He called the law on some people saying they've been making threats on the internet, blah 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 blah. So he sent the messages that made it look like they made threats, and he didn't do anything. When the sheriff made a couple of calls around, the whole story came out. So now he's in trouble.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like
fraud.
It's like, hey, you're an idiot. Move on.
Moo. What drove him to do this?
Drugs.
Apparently. Must be something of that sort.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
More on Jeff to come. I'm going to hate it when I graduate. I won't be able to talk about him anymore. Not. Jeff thinks just because that we're leaving, we're not going to be able to talk about him, that we won't be able to get any dirt on him.
We'll find something.
If he keeps putting stupid stuff like that on his MySpace, we'll keep it able to talk about.
We'll have a steady stream.
He doesn't know how to do HTML. To make a text bold, you have to do the little brackets and the B.
Yeah.
And you have to do the ending bracket, which is the slash B in the brackets at the end. And he didn't put that little slash, so now the HTML code is showing where he attempted to make it bold.
Sad.
And his name on MySpace is Big Jeff from the Little C.
Okay. This heat, no sense.
He doesn't, but let's get into some news stories here. Let's see here. Girls lace teachers' cookies with X-Lax.
Okay.
It sounds like an innocent enough mother-daughter activity, baking cookies for a teacher. But authorities in Maine charged Julie Hunt, 43, of New Portland, with helping to spike the cookies for her daughter's teacher with X-Lax. Police said Hunt's daughter and two other teenage girls baked the cookies using an entire box of laxative.
Holy cow! We need a sound bit for that.
Okay. Phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
The goodies are left at the teacher's desk April 10th with a note saying, "We made these cookies just for you. We hope you enjoy them."
Enjoyed an hour sitting on the toilet. Went right through me.
Hunt was arrested for... She got arrested for putting X-Lax in cookies.
I know, for real, man.
Holy crap.
What's the charges?
Okay, after an investigation into the prank that sickened 4, 7... And 8... Wait, hold up.
8th grade.
They don't know how to write this. 4, 7th, and 8th grade children at some community school that we can't say. A police advocate filed in court indicates Hunt told three girls how to crush the laxative pills and mix them in the cookie batter. It's not really that hard.
No, not really.
Peel, meat, knife. Chop, 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 chop. Blender. Why is this lumpy? It won't be in a little while.
Chocolate chips, man.
School principal Mary Aidley called police after hearing two girls talking about the incident. The three girls were suspended and do not face any criminal charges. Hunt has pleaded not guilty to the charge of misdemeanor assault to their butthole.
Come on!
Assault to their butthole.
I assaulted your stomach, man.
Tard!
For real.
You gotta love it.
Whatever.
You gotta love it.
That's like one of the best pranks to do, just X-Lax.
Let's see, the ever-ending wreck. We got some time to talk about this one.
The what?
A man on a scooter menaced a German town until angry locals performed a citizen's arrest on him at the scene of his third crash in 2 hours.
Good gracious.
The 22-year-old man first crashed the scooter as he took a corner into the west town of losing his helmet in the process. Unfazed, the man remounted and plunged right ahead into a parked car. He flew head over heels into the back window, landing inside and caused some 2,000 euros in damage. Then he crawled out of the vehicle again and sped off. He had no driving ability, however, he was obviously a fairly tough fellow.
Apparently so.
Onlookers tried to stop the man, but he fled. 2 hours later, bystanders were shocked as the scooter crashed, leaving a gas station, this time with the man as passenger. Locals called police and held the man and his companion until officers arrived to arrest him.
They were just trying to have a little fun. That is a tough guy, though. One tough dude. Phenomenal.
Okay.
No, wait. This is the first one.
Oh, good Lord.
Hey, man. First rate.
Yeah, I love this stuff. People keep asking me, where do I find this stuff? I'm not saying. Because if I say, then you people will read it and wouldn't need me anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can I just say that I hate Xbox?
Go ahead.
I finally bought a 360. And how long has it been since they've come out? Six months?
Yeah.
By now, they're supposed to have the little tweaks fixed. Where, like, overheating and stuff like that is supposed to be fixed. Bought it last night. Plug it in. Play it for about an hour, playing Full Auto, which is like the new Twisted Metal.
Yeah.
Great game. Love it. Great graphics, great everything. Try going to the menu to save my game, and the game freezes. And I'm like, well, that happens. Let's go to restart it, hit the little power button on the controller, and hit it again. And it boots up. It comes with the Xbox 360 logo screen. I'm just sitting there, and I'm like, wow, it's taking a long time. Then all of a sudden, the screen of death came up. the lockdown screen. Please call Xbox customer support. Your Xbox has been locked down.
Oh my god.
Please report E67.
Man.
I go online and I research it. Some fatal error with problem with the memory. It can't be fixed. You gotta send it off. So I called the little number. It's 1-800 for my Xbox. And after sitting on hold for 20 minutes, I mean, come on. It's been out for 6 months. How many people are still having this problem?
I don't know, man. I ain't bought one.
Walmart only had one. I bought the only one.
How much was it?
It was $400, and the game was $50, because I bought the Platinum Series.
Yeah.
I got all the accessories with it. I was really excited. The wireless controller, everything. They said, well, try exchanging it for another one. And I'm like, they don't have any more. I bought the last one. They're like, just go try to exchange it anyway. They don't have any more.
What am I going to exchange it for?
Cash. I don't want cash. I want, like, damn Xbox. Because I got a $50 game here that I can't play because the Xbox doesn't work.
Wasted $50.
They won't take the game back because I opened it.
Duh.
I mean,
scratch it up and say it don't work.
What am I supposed to... They're like, well, we'd rather you try to exchange for one instead of sending it to us, and we send you another one. That would take about 3 weeks. And I'm like, yeah, it would take about a month for Walmart to get another one.
For real. Bull, man.
And also, it didn't help that when I picked up the phone, it was like, Xbox customer service, my name is Philip. How may I help you? Your name is not Philip. Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it!
Saw that one coming.
Your name is Irab, and you're from India. Stop it.
Give me a breather.
Your name is not Philip. It's not Jerry. It's not George.
It's Raghead.
They must have a list to make you think that there's like 100 people there. It's one guy working, but every time he picks up the phone, he says a different name.
Yeah.
It like goes down a list. It was like, okay, this name is... Bob. Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, dude. That's not cool.
That's not cool, man.
Dude, I'm still good with my GameCube, man.
I hate the GameCube. How about the Nintendo Wii?
The what?
The Nintendo Wii.
What is that?
The new Nintendo console coming out.
The Nintendo Wii?
It's called Nintendo Wii.
Are you serious?
I am dead serious. The controllers are like two remotes connected by a wire. It's wireless, but the two controllers are connected by a wire.
You gotta hold it in two hands.
Two hands.
You do all this shit.
And the two...
You gotta bleep that. Remember where that's at?
I don't remember where that's at.
Oh, you can find it.
And they're connected by a wire.
That kind of ticks me off.
But there's no wire that goes to... the console.
Like my wireless controller I've got.
They say it's wireless, but you got a wire that's long enough I can freaking jump rope with. one Mississippi, two Mississippi. I mean, come on.
Aerobics, man.
Guys.
The Nintendo Wii.
the Nintendo Wii.
No, give me a break. I like Nintendo.
At least the PS3 got away from that boomerang of a controller they originally had.
Yeah,
I was
like,
let's throw the boomerang. You get mad at the game, you throw the controller, and it comes back.
Yeah, it's like, dang it.
Donk right in the head.
I like the GameCube controller, dog.
Yeah, I like it too.
I got the wireless one. I'd be sitting on the turder playing.
The what?
I'd be sitting on the crapper playing, man. Sit a mirror in front of you and looking into the other room, sit every crapper. Yeah, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, boy.
You gotta love it.
I don't like the Xbox controller.
They're
too big, man.
No, they changed them.
Oh, they changed them finally?
The original Xbox controller was like holding a cinder block. It was like holding a serious unit.
Yeah, for real. Sitting there like this.
It's like, wait a minute. I'm pressing A, but I got to press B. Hold on. I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah.
No whammy. Stop.
Yeah, for real.
And then they came out with a smaller version of it. And now the 360 is like this little thing you hold your hand like. It's like those Nintendo controllers.
Oh, the first Nintendo?
Those old Nintendo colors. They look like a damn postage stamp.
Yeah, you just cussed.
I can say damn.
We can say the damn?
I don't think we can, but I do anyway.
Well, okay. Hey, this is double-ended.
I'm just trying to think of the seven words that George Carlin said you can never say on TV or radio.
Okay.
And we might go through them a little bit later.
Yeah.
When we start talking about David Bland, that I've got to say, that fucking lunatic.
There you go.
But we'll be right back. You're listening to The Entitled Show on TheEntitledShow.net.